Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, DeFondi. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Stan Paulus. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. And now, play ball. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Paulus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bulger moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Bulger moves to third. Chiti moves to second. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is called out on strikes. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas strikes out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bridges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Pollas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pollas hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Burgess and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Chi-T and he is safe. Temple steals second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Post takes first base on ball 4. Klusowski moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to third for the out. Post moves to second. One out. Stan Paulus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulus is 0 for 2 in the game. Paulus hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. Burgess drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bolger out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush bunts towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Chee-Tee moves to second. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chee-Tee moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Paulus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields the ball and throws to Rush covering. Safe. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to third for the out. Gross moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman now playing left field. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-for-3 in the game. Pollas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mixus throws the ball into Baker, who tags Pollas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Thurman now playing left field. Chuck Harmon now playing third base. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Don Gross. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple strikes out. Chee-Tee drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Temple out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.